Wake up!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
I just love having you first thing on the show, Jackson.
It brightens our whole day.
I feel special for once.
You should feel special for once in my life. Listen, I've met your grandparents. They make you feel special all the time.
They spoil me a lot.
They do. Yeah, a lot.
All across the listening area, I heard eyes roll.
Yeah, I know.
Really.
We actually heard them roll this time.
to be honest, I am spoiled a lot.
Mm-hmm. You are.
By
all of us, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody at home, I'm only spoiled 25%. Me over here, I'm spoiled 75%.
100.
Yeah. We're going to change that, though.
Right.
Because when you get done today, you got to empty the garbage and vacuum.
Well, I'm okay with the vacuuming part.
He walked in and his dad said, aren't you sitting at your cubicle? Don't you have a cubicle here now? Like, do you have a phone and a desk? Where's your business cards?
Don't you have an office? I thought you owned this place.
He's getting there.
Anyways, I gotta say my jokes.
Oh yeah, you gotta say your jokes.
Me out again.
Right, you got it. Because yes, you will have to leave. So,
want to hear a construction joke?
Sure. I want to hear all the jokes.
I'm still working on it.
Oh. Hook, line, and sunk.
I totally fell for that.
You and me both.
Why did the bullet lose his job?
What? One more time.
Why did the bullet lose his job?
He shot his boss?
No. Oh. Wow, that's kind of violent.
Right, for the record.
Bully is a bullet.
You will. So, why did the bullet lose his job? I don't know.
He got fired.
Oh.
You kind of got it.
Yeah. That was so easy, I couldn't handle it.
I know.
This one you guys actually might get.
Okay.
What does a house wear?
Skirt.
A house wears... I don't know.
Shades.
You were close. A dress.
A dress.
Wow. Almost.
I really need you to tell the one that you said you weren't going to tell.
Should I do on next show or this?
No, I think you should do it now, and then you got to work harder for the next show.
Well, you guys can't. Well, fine. Fine.
Okay. My God. What have we created?
So, most of my classmates will know this joke.
Okay.
Why was the ghost at the bar?
I don't know.
To get some booze.
Ghost booze.
Should
have saved that for Halloween.
I should have.
He tried, but I made him say it.
Yeah, he did.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Good jokes today.
Yeah. Very good jokes
today.
Oh, no. I know what's going to happen next.
What's going to happen next?
I don't know.
You know, have you ever seen an older TV show where they get the big hook out and they just pull them off the stage?
Drag people off stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're getting the hook.
Okay. All right, remember, get the garbage in Nancy's office, the lobby, and you got a vacuum.
I was hoping you would forget about this.
We do have an actual show today.
Clean the bathroom, too!
Besides Jackson's jokes, you're listening to Life Matters. We'll be right back here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Jackson had some good ones today.
He did. He was on fire.
He's so funny. He promised me that he would never tell me a joke again that I could get the answer to. So
he really
he's digging deep.
Puts effort into
he's
these.
He's writing
things.
Them down. He's like bringing notes. It's hysterical. He's into it.
That boomerang kind of it didn't irritate him, but he was a little bit frustrated that you got it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
And I got yelled at because I kind of made him say it.
Yeah. So we were both in trouble. No more. He's working too hard.
Well, you're going to have to up his pay.
You know how I know. I told you I'm paying him double. You know who works really super hard? Probably way harder than you and I.
Oh, that's a lot of people,
well,
I think.
It's our yeah, certainly on Sunday morning. It's our next guest, Tina O'Malley. She is the general manager at Topsy Turvy Brewery. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are good. Good morning. We are happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Topsy Turvy Brewery is the sponsor. Basically, they are the beer tent for Oktoberfest next weekend.
Correct.
Which is a good place to be.
Oh, yeah. I will be there. I am, once again, because I am, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, emceeing the dog races like I did at Das Fest. Because now apparently that's my shtick, is I just do.
Well, I think you have a lot of shticks, but the yeah. the dog race is really kind of getting to be you.
It's starting to be my thing. It's starting to be my thing. I really do love it.
Can't
They're
race
adorable.
Miniature dogs without Nancy there.
Well, apparently that's what I've been told now. This will be my third time emceeing dog races total in my life, and I have a feeling I'm going to be doing it more. But in the meantime, what you have to do before you emcee the dog races and before you watch the dog races is you have to go in the beer tent at Oktoberfest and try some of the topsy-turvy brews that are going to be there, right?
Absolutely.
So, Tina, give us a little bit of history, because Topsy-Turvy Brewery is fairly new in Lake Geneva, just a couple years old. Give us a little bit of history. Tell us about the brewery.
The brewery itself, we came into life during COVID.
Ah, yes, I remember.
July of 2020, we did a phased opening and had a lot of fun and a lot of good support from the community. You know, it's lovely to be in downtown Lake Geneva.
Well, yeah.
It was a dream of the owner to open the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We try to name everything about Wisconsin, regarding Wisconsin, because we're very proud of where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate all the local support that we've had.
And it's a gorgeous place. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you guys just done a wonderful job in there.
Well, thank you.
It's
especially
absolutely
this
gorgeous.
Time of year. Love the fall.
Well, everything is gorgeous
and,
in the fall. Like, you know,
yes,
autumn.
You got leaves that trudge through. And
autumn is my favorite color.
Well, you got that whole patio to sit out on front that people really enjoy and just people watch from.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome venue.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Now, Oktoberfest is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, though, big night at Topsy Turvy.
Right. We have the honor of doing the kickoff party, so we will have Big Al Wetzel out in our back beer garden. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They do a great job of rocking out the place.
I love Big Al. Absolutely love Big Al.
Cool.
Have you you've seen Big Al?
Yeah.
Big Al Wetzel?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, he was at, wasn't he at Venetian Fest this year?
Not when I was there.
I think he was. I don't care where he's at. I go see
Big
Al. Well,
we're going to check him out Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. What else is going on at Topsy Turvy on Friday night? What kind of brews? Like, give us a little.
Well, we're going to have 19 beers on tap.
Oh.
We even have one that's gluten-free for those that can't tolerate that.
Awesome.
If you're not into beer, we do have wine there also.
Mm-hmm.
We have a masa-style pizza. It's a Roman-style pizza, along with Milwaukee pretzels there.
Oh, pretzel. Well. It is Oktoberfest.
Sounds like a healthy evening.
Can't have Oktoberfest without pretzels.
You can have all the pretzels you want
if you
just drink the gluten-free
beer. You can't really have beer without a little bit of pizza.
I know.
Right.
Cleans your palate.
So, Lake Geneva Oktoberfest, that's one of the beers. Tell us the names of some of these. These are awesome.
The Stella Nova, we have the original and the Lotus. That is named in honor of the Yerkes Observatory.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because that had closed when we had opened.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Hefeweizen. Of course,
obviously.
That's Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
We have the Lake Geneva Beach Blonde Ale. Because, we're in a beach area.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. What's Stellar Nova? Oh, that's the both of them. Original and Lotus. I see. Yes, you said that.
It's our hazies.
And that's just some of what is on tap.
Exactly. We have sours on tap. We have a stout on tap. We have many different styles.
What is new for the fall? Is there something new for the fall? Is that the Lake Geneva Oktoberfest? Don't you do some seasonal stuff, I'm sure?
Yes, the Oktoberfest, our Hugh Hefeweizen and our Das Not Marzen is going to be on for this weekend.
Do you?
19 flavors of beer.
Yes.
Are you doing flights?
Not during Oktoberfest. We tend to get overrun inside.
We're going to have to just drink full beers and try to get all
19. You're
going
to have to turn and burn on some pints.
I'll need a ride home.
Jeez, he's going to try them all.
I'll call Safe Ride on my way there.
When you say, I'm just going to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Well, no, what you do is you just go all 3 days. You don't just have to go on Friday. You could spread it out.
I guess I could try that. It'd
really?
Be kind of weird.
God.
Why not?
We're talking with Tina O'Malley. She's the general manager at Topsy Turvy Brewery, right here in downtown Lake Geneva. So that's Friday night. Friday night's the big kickoff party. That's going to be absolutely awesome. And you have all these beers on tap all weekend long.
Right.
And so then on Saturday, the schedule includes there's music
Stein
everywhere.
Steinhoisting.
Right, but the Steinhoisting competition. So is that, I wonder where that is. It doesn't really say on
my
schedule.
It's right on the main stage.
Okay, it's right
so
on the main stage.
So the men and women are going to each have their own hoisting competition. Mm-hmm. And to see how long, who can hold it up the longest?
Your arm just shakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how
But not if
people
you drink the beer.
Yeah, but you can't drink the beer before.
I know, you get disqualified, but you get to drink the
but
beer.
But you at least can drink. Yeah, but it's so much fun to watch that. Like, people are cheering each other on and razzing them. And
oh, yeah,
all kinds
it gets rowdy.
Stuff. It does.
Fun.
And the collective groan when somebody spills some of the beer.
I know. Like, I...
It's
yeah.
alcohol abuse. Can't do that.
It's happening.
So yes. Where's... the Doxy Dash at?
The Grand Geneva Doxy Dash race is at 4 p.m. Both days, Saturday and Sunday, and it's on Wrigley Drive. It's all right around there on Flatiron Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Dunlumber Stein Hoisting Competition's 2 o'clock. Ed Wagner on Saturday, October 8th. The Badger High School Jazz Band on the 9th. Both of them are 12:30 to 3. Then, of course, you have the Stein Hoisting at 2 o'clock. 4 o'clock is the Doxy Dash, and then Steve Meisner is coming on Saturday from 4 until 6, and the Phoenix Band from 3 until 5 on Sunday. Eddie Cabesco is going to rove around and play the accordion, and of course you have the craft fair, the artisan goods and things like that throughout the place as well. You guys did this last year. Right? Or
yes,
did we not?
Yes, and I gained weight last year because I walked around through the food that they had there and kept trying everything.
What did
and
you
love? The food was so delicious.
But you got all year to get rid of it, so you
yeah,
can try it again.
I didn't do a good job of getting rid of it. I decided that I liked it so much, I'm keeping it.
Give us a kind of an idea of the variety of food.
Oh, I loved the smash burgers that they brought down there.
Oh, yeah.
They
okay.
did a great job on that. They had donuts down there. Mm. We had
Don't even start.
He's a cop, you know.
Okay.
I don't really eat donuts.
He doesn't really, but
I mean,
it doesn't stop us from giving them to him.
There was so much good food, and yeah. It looks like this year they've got the brats and the hot dogs again.
Ooh. Of course,
they got the smash burgers down there.
I really want to try that.
I believe the donuts are coming back.
Oh.
This year.
You'll have to tell me how they taste.
You'll have to give me a report.
I'll give you a report from the beer tent.
Okay, fine.
It's
I know. He'll
wheelhouse.
Be at topsy-turvy all day. We'll be like, where's Tom?
It's all topsy-turvy.
All at the brewery.
Getting hydrated.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're there when it gets busy and it's the wind picks up like it did last year,
yeah.
You help hold down a tent. They give you extra free food.
I'll do it.
You know,
I'm really good
I'll hold
at holding
down
things
a tent
down.
For free food.
Awesome.
But if I have pretzels, I need more beer.
I know. It really is vicious.
It's a vicious cycle. Vicious. But you know what? I would take one for the team to help keep
I
the
think
tape
you would.
The,
yeah,
the
I think
place.
You would. Well, I think you would.
I think it's going to be worth that $5 this year to get in.
Oh, yeah.
With
it's
everything they have
$5.
Going
Absolutely.
Inside. Only $5 for everything that they're
right.
going to be able
That's
to
cheap.
Get and taste.
Yeah, it's yeah. $5 to get in the beer tent. This is the time of the year to enjoy the city of Lake Geneva
oh,
and
yeah.
the views. And the beauty and everything the most.
Yeah.
Because it's just starting kind of to be autumn. And it's beautiful here anyway.
Right. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's not hot.
Right.
And you know, you can walk around in a hoodie or your t-shirt or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. No, this is a great time of year.
And you get
favorite.
To, you know, if you're full and you need a moment, walk downtown. Some amazing shops
right.
down there
mm-hmm.
before you come back down and enjoy more of the festivities.
Yeah, you know? Well, and you got 19 flavors to test, so you can make room. Well, I mean,
she
how
agrees.
Can you not,
like she knows. Yeah.
Yeah. How can you not try all of them? You got to find out
know.
Which one you like most.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean, how can you make a decision
you
if
can't.
You do not try them all?
It's literally impossible.
But I think you should take it. You should do it over the entire 3 days.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Really.
Yes. Yeah, and luck. And luckily,
like, please, Tom.
The nickels. The nickels that you buy there, if mm-hmm. you forget to use them, you can use them up till Tuesday. They're not going to expire this year at the end of the festival.
Nice.
They'll be worth a full beer up until Tuesday.
Nice.
Excellent.
So and that's at Topsy.
Right.
That's at the brewery.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So you see, you just buy
we
a bunch
It's just a win-win.
Yeah.
We don't want to sour people. You bought it down at the beer
right.
tent. We're still honoring it. This
sure,
year.
Everybody goes home with some chips.
Yeah, that's always.
I may or may not have some from Venetian.
Yeah, and then you wait. Then you have to wait. At Venetian Fest, though, you have to wait until that color comes around again.
Yeah.
Because they use different
I keep
every
nothing
year.
That long.
So bratwurst, smash burgers, hot dogs, chips. What's a loompa? Loompas. Is one of the things. Does anybody? I don't
loompa,
know.
Loompa, that's when you're
no
in the
idea.
Shower,
no.
right?
No. Loompa. Loompas. Loompas. I don't know what that is.
I don't
I'm going to find out this weekend. those world famous apple cider donuts, Babuska's boiled Polish sausage. Show us your meats barbecue is going to be there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if you've ever had anything from Show Us Your Meats. Mm.
A lupa.
Oh, good. You're looking it up.
I am. It looks like a miniature taco.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Or like a really big quick trip tornado.
What in the world is a quick trip tornado?
It's a tornado. You get a quick trip. I can't talk. It's like they have steak and cheese and jalapeno cheese, stuff like that. They're really good.
And they call it a tornado?
Mm-hmm.
I have never had that.
Oh, they're delicious.
That's because my favorite thing at Quick Trip is the turkey and cheese sandwich on the cranberry nut bread. So I need to try a tornado?
I would recommend it. Almost everything at Quick Trip is my favorite.
That's true. We do love Quick Trip around here. However,
that's not why we're here.
That is not why we're here. Oktoberfest coming up this coming weekend. Definitely plan to be at Topsy Turvy on Friday night for the kickoff. What time does that start?
That will start at 6:00.
Okay. And go until
about
everybody
9
gets
o'clock,
kicked out.
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah, it stays late. You know, we stay open later.
I was
going to
say. Right.
We have fun too.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's not like if you have a full place, you're going to make
it. We're not
going to.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't kick them out.
No. And it's totally family friendly. Plenty of stuff for the kids. There's a full entertainment area for the kids, 3 bouncy houses. There's shows, pony rides, and things like that. And then, of course, your normal Oktoberfest activities, dog races, your beer drinking, your Stein hoisting, your beer drinking. There's going to be polka music, probably.
When you're drinking beer.
While you're drinking.
Right.
The most important part would be the drinking. No.
Well, I thought you were going to say the dog
thing.
Race.
Well, yeah.
I really am interested in these many flavors of beer. Just to try them,
Mm-hmm.
Experiment.
So Topsy Turvy is a brewery. Do you guys brew your stuff? Tell us more about Topsy Turvy itself.
We actually brew in the basement of that 1910 church.
Whoa.
Nice.
So it's a 3.5 barrel system where we have to hand carry those 50-pound grains down ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But the most amazing thing for us right now is, sadly, Ale Asylum closed in Madison.
Yeah.
They were one of the number one breweries in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We have their head brewer now. He
came
to Topsy Turvy Brewery, so we're going to have some exciting things coming forward.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So are you bottling anything, or is it all on tap?
We can. We do have some of ours canned. Some are canned in-house.
Okay. Oh, cool. You
know? Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, take it home.
And there's always the crawlers and growlers. You
right.
know,
oh,
you
yeah.
pick out whatever's on tap right now. We can.
The problem with the crawlers and growlers is they get empty quick.
Yes.
You got to go fill it back up.
Yes, and sadly,
you don't
they
want
only
it to
last
sit.
So long.
Right.
So, yeah.
You can't let it sit in the fridge because then it goes flat and then it becomes, you know, like goes into food.
Yes. And we have to remember for Oktoberfest, not everybody's a craft beer lover. I know
right.
I shouldn't
right.
say that as Topsy Turvy.
No, it's true.
And that's why we have Miller going to be there, too.
Really, on your flyer, I think it's really funny where it lists all these awesome sounding beers. And then at the bottom in little letters, Miller Lite.
I'm a Coors Light girl. When I'm drinking beer in a normal play, I'm drinking Coors Light. So what do you have that would be equivalent to that for me?
For Coors
Water.
Light,
he gets fired every
Geneva
week.
Blonde is a good light beer.
Okay.
But also, you wouldn't think of it, but the Mexican Bikini Lager that we have is a nice light beer. It doesn't have a hoppy finish.
Okay. All right. Do you have the fruity kind of anything?
We do have some fruited beers on.
Okay.
We have some fruited sours, too.
Oh.
You know, if you come in and try, like, the limey passion fruit, it's a sour.
Oh.
Personally, I put it over ice cream. Make a beer float.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know?
Dessert.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Before bed.
That'd be great.
That's perfect.
Great for your grandkids.
Before bed. No, I didn't say that. I'm sorry, honey.
I'm just kidding. I haven't expanded my beer palate to some of these, like I said, the fruity type ones that have come out. And I think that when I do, and my daughter said this, if you do, you want to do that at a brewery because they are so much more meticulous about it. And not just like, just don't just go buy something. Like, try it there. No.
Well, you can get the flights.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Well, and the really cool thing about beer is there's so many different ones out there. You just got to try them. The sad thing is your refrigerator is only so big.
Exactly.
Mine's full.
I don't know.
No, it is.
I'm guessing, Tina, that you won't see Tom at all, right?
No, I probably won't.
Except for the 3 days. All 3 days. And Topsy Turvy has stuff going on all 3 days at the brewery as well as in the beer tent.
Yes, we have live music every night.
Sweet.
So, you know, you'll be able to enjoy it there. We'll have the, you know, usually both patios are so full that you can't even play the bags games outside.
Right, right.
So, sadly, the bags lovers, not going to be the weekend for you.
You can go in the alley.
Too busy. Yeah. Go play in the street.
Put it on the sidewalk.
No, not on the street. Play in the alley.
The sidewalk.
It's easier to shut down an alley than a street.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You would know. You would
know. I know nothing.
I absolutely love it. It's going to be great. Total fun, festive entertainment, the Clock Tower Oktoberfest stage at the Brunk Pavilion in Flatiron Park. We've got Lake Geneva House of Music people coming. We've got, like I said, the Steve Meisner Band, the Phoenix Band, and then, of course, the Topsy Turvy Beer Tent itself. You have got to go and check that out. Dunn Lumber is sponsoring the Stein Hoisting Competition. Grand Geneva is the sponsor of the Doxy Dash Race. I just want to make sure that we mention these people. Constant Cravings, Show Us Your Meats, the Rotary Club, Boy Scouts. The reason why we mention these people is because they volunteer. They come in, they pay to sponsor it so we can do the things that we buy, the things that you need to buy for these kinds of things, tent rental, stuff like that. So sponsors are super, super important, especially when your city or village or town has a festival like this. It's important that everybody get together, and we certainly have for this one once again this year.
You can't do it without them.
No.
It's just amazing. Everybody teams together.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. Tina, can you think of anything that we forgot?
I can't.
Look at your list and make sure I didn't forget anything.
It just looks like a 3 days of a lot of fun that's going to be happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really have to come down and experience because there's nothing like Lake Geneva in the fall.
There isn't. She's absolutely right.
Agreed.
And if you don't make it, though, to Oktoberfest, well, first of all.
Make it.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, that's there's no good
excuses.
Don't bother. You got
to
be there.
Yeah, just don't bother to go anywhere else.
Right.
Just get out of bed.
It's all right
come
downtown.
To Lake Geneva.
You don't even have to worry about going anywhere.
Right downtown. Everything is right there. Only $5 to get in the beer tent. Tons of great food. Don't want to miss it. Fantastic beer from Topsy Turvy. And we just can't thank you enough for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Well, are you going to come in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, I have to be there.
Well, then I guess I have to be there, too.
Apparently, nobody in this county can race dogs without
Mike
me
Mike Dunn
now,
threatened to kick me out of DasFest. So we'll see if we can do it again. You know Mike.
Oh,
kept looking
great
at me. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Well, he was watching me drink the beer he kept pouring for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It was hot. We had to stay hydrated.
Well, yes. It's very important. We talk a lot about hydrating on this show and staying hydrated,
business.
Tina. And I really feel like, you know, like Topsy Turvy Brewery is like a fantastic place to stay hydrated at.
Well, we'll have to find out, won't we?
They care about you and whether or not you're healthy and hydrated.
Then I'm in. Let's do it.
And we always ask, have you been to church today?
There you go.
I go get a beer, I will be.
Yes, exactly.
I like the way you worked that in there.
That's,
well, you know,
that's good.
A guest actually said that. He took a picture and he said, I can say I've been to church today. He goes, can you make a t-shirt like that? So from a guest, we now have t-shirts that say, have you been to church today?
What a great idea.
Wasn't a marketing idea from us. A guest.
Hey,
that's
take it where
idea
you can get it.
That's right.
Great.
That's awesome. That's
so are you selling t-shirts at the beer tent?
No, I'm not bringing them down to the beer tent.
But they
got a little
windy. But they'll be up at the brewery, right?
Yeah, it got a little windy last year. And
oh, yeah.
It was so successful, and everybody had so much fun last year that the lines would have made it very hard to sell those t-shirts.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
No, it'll
just
get them
go
up
to the
brewery.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to go
gotta have a t-shirt like that.
You're going to go there all 3 days.
Especially when you go to church wearing that t-shirt.
Jeez. Oh, Lake Geneva Oktoberfest next weekend. Friday night kicks it off at Topsy Turvy. And then, of course, all the activities on Saturday and Sunday at Flatiron Park.
Sounds like a full weekend.
Make sure you're there. If you need more information, you can just very simply Google Lake Geneva Oktoberfest. Not tough.
No.
Find the information. Get the schedule. Make sure you get down there. Bring the kids. Bring the whole family. It's going to be fun for everybody. Tina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up next, more Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I still keep going back to Jackson's jokes.
He had some good ones today.
He had some really good ones
today.
You know what? You can tell he's really working on it, and I'm excited.
I'm telling you, he takes it serious.
He does take it serious. I hear that you're not allowed to interrupt him when he's writing his jokes.
Oh, good God, no. I'm working on my jokes.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackson. Anyway.
Prima donna.
Anyway, Renee Meinholz joins us now. She's the executive director at Life Choices, and I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Until I got an invitation to a fundraiser that they're having, I had no idea that this place existed, and I'm really upset with myself about that. But Renee has decided, and her whole team have decided, that they are no longer going to be the best-kept secret in Burlington. And so she joins us this morning to talk a little bit about Life Choices and what this place does. So welcome, Renee.
Thank you. I appreciate this. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so happy. And I did have to call you last minute because I had a change in schedule. And so thank you for joining us last minute like this. Before we get to the fundraiser, again, I had no idea that this place existed. And when I read about Life Choices, I was just absolutely thrilled. And was going to call you anyway later, like closer to the fundraiser. But then I was like, when I had the cancellation, I looked down and this is sitting in front of me. And I said, this is ridiculous that, like, I should have probably called you just anyway. Tell us your heartfelt story about Life Choices.
Awesome. Well, Life Choices is a resource center in Burlington, Wisconsin, that provides support for young families and young mothers that might find themselves with a pregnancy that they're not planning.
Right.
They didn't plan for. That is a surprise. There's a lot of reasons that people come through the door other than that.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of it is because it's a young family or young mom that just needs some support,
mm-hmm.
that needs somebody to stand by them and walk through some of life's difficulties, knowing they're not alone.
Right.
And that's why we did this, is because we don't want anybody to feel like they're out there fighting alone.
Right.
So I tell the story a lot. I'm basically in a boxing ring with these girls.
Uh-huh.
And I'm their coach. I'm in the corner.
Right.
And I'm there to patch up some wounds and, you know, give them a stool to rest on, a place that they can, you know, take some time to regroup.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to send them back into the ring so
yeah.
they can fight another day, because we all know that we're going to just be in a battle.
All right.
Every day.
It was founded in 1983. So you guys, like, how did I not?
40 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
how did
has,
we not know about this place?
It has been all over the place.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I've only been the director now going on 9 years.
Okay.
So they've been in a bunch of various different places.
Okay.
And it's very small. And 40 years ago, people didn't talk about this.
Right.
And it was not something was brought to light. I want this brought to light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it being a secret. I'm tired of people having to be shamed. I'm tired of people having to think they can't go talk to someone because they're going to be judged. No, we need to help these people find their needs, mm-hmm. and show them how to get through some of these problems,
right.
in a correct manner, or in a way that they can make it through.
Right. Whatever their choice is.
Yes.
Right. Right. You talk to these women and men, right?
Absolutely.
Parents. It's family-oriented.
Family unity.
Because I think that we would also be surprised, wouldn't we, at how many couples get into the situation, or even maybe couples with children are just like, we did not plan for this job-wise, house-wise, mm-hmm. economy. Just like, what are we going to do? And you know.
Or blended family, you know.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you know, we already have three from each side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah. And they don't know where to go.
Right.
And they don't know if they can do it. And they don't know how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they just need all around holistic care.
Yeah.
Somebody saying, okay, let's make a plan.
Yeah. Step
so
by step.
Guidance.
Yeah.
Guidance. That's what
they
need.
And your doors are open to everybody.
Everybody.
Right. And we were talking a little bit before we came on the air that I was adopted. and I'm over, we're just going to say I'm over 50. Not that much.
I didn't
over
say a
50.
Word about your age.
See, he knows better. He's sitting in
Did
here with women.
Did you see the look, though?
So,
I got the
right,
look.
Don't even look. Yeah. No.
Glasses I actually, up, got the look.
I actually just turned 55. So, and my mother, my story is that my mom was 16 when she got pregnant, mm-hmm. and my dad was actually in the military. He was home on leave. There is a very distinct possibility that he does not know I exist.
Wow.
Because we honestly don't know. So I was adopted. And my adoption was a private adoption. Actually, my birth mother was a patient of the same OBGYN as my mom. And my wow. mom had struggled, obviously, getting pregnant and talked to the, you know, doctor. His name was Dr. Brillhart. And he connected them because there was something about, well, she was 16 and it was the 60s, first of all. So that was not
big taboo.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sort of frowned upon. But there was something else about her family that they literally sent her away for a period of time. And then right before she had me, they brought her back and whatever. So I don't know what that
kind of the norm for everybody back then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Disappear, go through the pregnancy and then
it was
reappear.
Always my mom always got the impression that she was like her parents or her dad was somebody that like they didn't want anybody to know that she got pregnant. Like he was a politician or, you know, like somebody like that. And so and I have no idea. I have never had any interest in finding my birth parents. My mother really wanted me to find her because she wanted to say thank you for me. I'm sure that she changed her mind during the teenage years of my life and wanted to find this woman to say, I'm going to need to return her.
Couldn't imagine
However,
why you would say that.
Once I produced grandchildren, I was back in her good graces and that, you know, and so she sort of, you know, was okay with it. But she made, thankfully, the choice to do, you know, her family did sacrifice and all of that.
Yeah.
But again, not everybody can do that. Or maybe I should put it, not everybody thinks they can do that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we talked, Tom and I talked on the show back in the summer, early spring about some of the resources that women who unexpectedly get pregnant do not have, both mm-hmm. before and after they get pregnant, that would help them make different decisions possibly instead of us mm-hmm. keeping talking about these other things. And this is one of the things that you do. Like you said, it's a circle of care between yes. emotional and spiritual.
Absolutely.
You know, even physical, mm-hmm. you know. So tell us, you know, I walk in, I have no idea. I found out I'm pregnant. I'm 17 years old. You know, what kind of care, what kind of reaction can I expect from
so
you guys?
So we started just being advocacy and mm-hmm. counseling. And now once a week we do actually have a nurse on site that
awesome.
Does pregnancy tests and ultrasound for
okay.
free. So everything we do is donor given by donors.
Supported. Yeah.
Donor supported. And so everything is free of charge. That is the one thing that we will not do is it's free of charge.
Right.
Now, that being said, you do have to do something
right.
for it. So
right.
that when they come in and they go through the process, whether or not we've talked to a counselor or not, if they want education, then we have Monday night groups, counseling groups, and it's basically a support group of women that come
right.
together and they become this family. And they have family. Some of these women don't even know what that's like.
Right.
That supportive
right.
connection. They
sure.
have friends. Their kids have friends. We have volunteers. The volunteers love on them. We love them. You know, there is connection. There is, you know, opportunities that come from those connections.
Right.
They help each other with childcare. They help each other with just living life. And during the pandemic, when we had to stop and we were doing Zoom, after we were allowed to come back, they just came back in groves.
Aww.
Because they missed
nice.
Each other. They
right.
they want that connection. So that is something that is organically happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just, you know,
you can't make that happen.
No.
Yeah.
That's when we knew there were so many people out there that are longing for that connection mm-hmm. and that help.
I had my oldest daughter when I was 18. I could not have done it if I would not have had my parents mm-hmm. who, right, because their dad is a piece of crap. They and always has been and always will be. Anybody that knows me knows this about him, so I don't really have to. This is not a lie.
I always like how you kind of soften that blow.
Yeah, I kind of beat around the bush about it.
Right.
But I'm lucky. 99% of the women that find themselves in this unbelievably overwhelming situation do not have that.
Absolutely.
And so this is their family. Like, this gives them hope.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's, even if you're doing well, it's an overwhelming situation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know when Amy got pregnant with Zachary, mm-hmm. we were in the military. We didn't, I can't say money was good, but we weren't hurting.
Right.
And it was still,
oh my gosh.
Lot.
Yeah. Because you're in the military, you're moving, you're constantly, yeah.
Well, like, just the fact that I can't even take care of myself and now I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
well,
seriously, because
it's scary. Parenting at any time.
I mean,
baby, even, all the way up to I have grown children uh-huh. and people say eventually, I keep saying, when is this anxiety going to end? No,
right.
you worry more.
What about the people that say, well, how do I know when I'm ready to have a kid? You don't.
You don't.
God will tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When the test comes back.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we weren't,
right.
Mm-hmm. It's not that we weren't planning, but he was a surprise. So was mm-hmm. Dylan. And you do what you do.
Listen, my kids forced me to grow up. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That is
without
what
question.
One of my pluses mm-hmm. in talking to these is sometimes we get our greatest lessons in life from things that we would have considered a curse when it happened.
Right.
But they turn out to be the biggest blessings mm-hmm. in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The two things that mm-hmm. saved my life was my wife and my kids, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. The only word is overwhelming. No, and you're right. No matter what.
Every mom needs to know that, you know,
right.
you're not the worst mom. We all at one time think we're the worst mom in the world.
Well, they hate you. Every
yes.
single child will tell you that they
oh, yeah.
hate you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They might be 2. They might be 22. They will tell you. I was about 30 years old and I called my mom and my kid. I don't even know what the kids were doing. I called my mom and I said, remember everything you told me ever in life? And she said, yeah. And I said, 100% of it was right. And she's like, I know. But of course, this was the same mom that would call me once in a while because yeah. my children were 13 months apart.
Oh.
She would call me and say, I don't even know what they're doing today, but and hang up.
I got to go. Well, the best part.
She had a really good sense of humor, luckily for me.
The best part of parenthood is the apology.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you let me live.
Yeah. Well, we don't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes
it wasn't easy.
It wasn't. It wasn't. But
your dad made me.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I told Zachary yeah. I was too good looking for prison.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm too pretty to go to jail.
Right.
That's right.
That's why I'm on
the
radio.
That's right. We're talking to Renee Meinholz, and she is the executive director at Life Choices. They are in Burlington. So you guys are a 501c3. You're in downtown
yes.
Burlington.
Yes, right across from the public library.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right across the street.
Okay. So support, mentoring, coaching.
Yes.
Whether you're pregnant, whether you already have a child, mm-hmm. whether you've made other decisions about pregnant, no matter what.
No matter what.
You
there.
Are there for
Absolutely.
These women and men.
Yep. We love family.
Right.
We love people. We love. So if you have love in your heart and you want to like get involved somewhere, we have a place for you at Life Choices to volunteer.
Yeah.
If you want to help, if you just want some way to give back, we have a place for you.
I love that idea. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you don't know how many people you can help just by just talking to them.
Absolutely.
You know, because you have all these things going on in your mind. Like, I vividly remember, you know, I'm way older now and my kids are grown. I got grandkids. But I remember the panic, the 100% panic. And partly because I knew I had never really had any intention of, I mean, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to stay with this guy. Like, he was
yeah.
just, you know, that was not going to happen. And so I knew I was going to be by myself eventually. And it was complete and utter panic. But that doesn't mean, even if you're, like you said, you're together.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, my boyfriend and I were engaged, we're in college, and this happens. Or, you know, like you said, you know,
yeah.
I already have 4 kids. And my husband and I are doing great, but I already have 4 kids. and I just need to talk this out, you know? Just
and if you're not with that boyfriend, that doesn't mean that you can't be successful co-parents.
No. Right.
Absolutely.
And still love a child and raise them together in separate homes. That can be done. I think people look at that as like, it's not possible, but it is. It just takes some work and communication.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Stand up to the challenge. And
when you have somebody that intercedes in the beginning, and that's the only thing you know, instead of going through periods of time where you're adversaries, and then, okay, well, now we have to repair. If you just start that way in the beginning, then that's the only thing you know, and co-parenting happily is the only thing your child knows.
100%.
Well, it's amazing how easy things can get when you have a little guidance.
Right.
Yes. You know, just someone to get you started or direct you or whatever.
And it's okay if you make a mistake as long as you keep trying be better.
Right. Well, you're supposed to make mistakes or you never learn anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, only Tom is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask my kids. I was mistake-free as a father.
Except that I just made your wife spit on her coffee through her nose. Yeah.
She's probably chalky.
So you guys are having a fundraiser.
Yes, we're really excited. We're going to be at the Veterans Terrace.
Beautiful place.
Yes.
Love it.
Wonderful. On November 9th, we'll be starting at 5:30. There'll be cocktail hour. There'll be silent auction items. So if you need help Christmas shopping, there's going to be some amazing stuff.
There you go.
We'll have some music. We'll have a keynote speaker. And we'll have some girls speaking about their stories and what life choices meant to them. So I'm excited because the keynote speaker is Blaine Houston, and he has an amazing story. And it's unstoppable. And his story is just that. It's a young child who was abused and his mom died and his dad became an alcoholic and abuser, and he dropped him off one day at 13 with his aunt and uncle, and they raised him. But because of this aunt and uncle and the love they gave him, the success in his life grew from there. And he wrote a book called Love Changes Things, and it talked about the circle that did, and then when his father came back into his life and how forgiveness can play a part. And I can say this because he's my father.
Oh,
and I got to watch my dad walk out forgiveness to a man that didn't deserve forgiveness. And so when I was a teenager and he walked back into our lives after hearing the stories, and we watched him do that and how his life changed, it changed mine.
Uh-huh. I bet.
I bet, yeah.
It changed it. So the story is going to be amazing, and I'm a little biased, but not really biased because he's an amazing speaker. But I'm super excited. So
I am too. Like, I know that I have heard of, like, I'm going to have to go Google it when I'm done because I have heard of him. Like, I have heard of this book. That is absolutely awesome.
Well, you know those stories like that where because of somebody's involvement, that person's life path changes. You know, it doesn't happen every day, and it's really cool.
Love changes things. And here's the thing. The last thing I want to say is we of course, we're pro-life, but we don't use that word bias. We use pro-love.
Right.
We are pro-love.
Right. There are a lot of, you know, like I said, a few months ago, you and I talked about things that we could do long before some of these decisions have to be made in order to help women. And then if they've had to make decisions,
they're still decisions.
We still have to help them because they probably need us more.
Absolutely.
And this is the exact place where they need to go.
Not just women, but couples.
Absolutely.
Men are hurting just as bad.
That is true. That is true.
And there's some tough choices to be made. And I think a lot of times, again, just getting some direction to help make that choice is going to, it may alter your path, and you might more than likely be very happy with the way you go.
You can be a much stronger person.
Absolutely.
From it. But to have people like you guys to go to with, again, no judgment, let's just sit down and talk. And it doesn't have to be a super structured issue.
No.
I just am feeling it today. Can I come and talk to you kind of thing?
Well, I think that's what's really cool about what you're saying is it's not just we're here to help. We're here to change your life
right. yeah.
by helping you and guiding yeah. you and maybe educating you yeah. on choices that you have or things that you should do or whatever.
And I have no qualms about telling my stories
yeah.
and sharing my mistakes
mm-hmm.
and sharing how those mistakes made me stronger. And I'm because I make mistakes in my life
mm-hmm.
that I can be where I am today.
Yeah.
Right.
If I would have missed all that, I don't think I'd be able to love the way I do.
You would never have the understanding
no.
that you have if you didn't have life experience
yeah.
in things like this. So I'm strongly urging people to go to this fundraiser because, again, you are Burlington's best kept secret. I cannot believe I had no idea that
I never
life
heard of you.
Choices
no.
existed. I had no idea.
Well, I think today we're starting to change that best
yeah, we
kept
are.
Secret.
We are Wonderful. For sure. The deadline is coming up.
Yes.
The RSVP deadline is October 20th. So the website is lifechoiseswi.org. Mm-hmm.
.org, yes.
And you can go and get information about...
You can sign up right online.
Oh,
you can
sweet.
Pay online. You can do everything you need to on that on our website. So we have that. Or you can, you know, call the office.
Okay.
And... We can sign you up there.
Tickets are only $50 a person.
Yes.
You're kidding. That's a bargain.
There's going to be, you'll have a wonderful meal.
Okay.
There'll be a dessert bar, cash oh. bar. So.
Well, well, well.
LifeChoicesWisconsin.org.
Yes. A dessert bar. Now you've yes. got, now, see, now you got my attention. No, I'm just kidding.
Chocolate fountain?
I'm not Maybe allowed to not. Do chocolate yeah. fountains anymore.
You caught my attention with
I'm not allowed to
bar.
Drink the chocolate
yeah,
in
bar.
The, oh,
cash
gosh.
Bar.
Cash bar. That's why he spends all. That's we had.
Oh, I thought you said Casbar. Sorry.
Oh, Casbar.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know what you said. I am so excited about this. November 9th is when the event is. The reservations, RSVP. We need to RSVP quickly. It's October 20th. You got to know how much food to get.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number for Life Choices is 763-4871. Or like I said, if you just Google
yes.
Life Choices in Burlington, you're going to know exactly where to go. Get the tickets. All of the details will be on the website. And seriously, consider going. I also, don't let me forget, I have a donation for it for the silent auction. So
Thank
don't
you.
Let me forget to give
Wonderful.
That to you before you go.
Awesome.
I am so happy that you sent this to me.
I am too.
Because I would like to see you come in and talk and update us regularly.
100%. I
yeah.
would love that.
Like, we need to get these kinds of things out because, like you said, not
yeah.
not enough people know
yeah.
that
We're
there
not
are
helping
choices.
Anyone being a secret.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's hope. Like,
there is hope.
There's just hope. And you can do this. And
mm-hmm.
even and if you can't, that's okay. There's choices there,
yep.
too. There's well. A lot of different things, where a lot of different ways that problems, concerns, all of those things can be addressed.
Everybody
and,
needs a hand to hold when they're walking through something.
Right.
Right. And
exactly.
go to the fundraiser because mm-hmm. the people you're helping probably are your own family.
Could
absolutely.
Be.
At one point or another.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Helping
you never
yourself
know.
As much as others.
That's absolutely,
absolutely.
That's absolutely true. I am so excited that you guys came today.
Thank you. We
like,
are too.
Just the manner in which you presented this organization in this invitation was spectacular. And it's very respectful. And it is just somewhere that I just strongly feel people should have the utmost trust in you guys, in the program, and in the program's ability and you guys' ability to make people okay
oh.
when, again, they are so overwhelmed.
Yes.
And so thank you for doing what
thank
you do, because
you
I'm sure it's really emotional,
us.
Too.
It is. It's,
like, don't you want to take
very...
everybody home with you and just, like, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and my husband told me no a lot. I've tried. I've tried.
We've had to tell my wife that, too.
Right. Well, we tell her that about all the dogs, don't we?
Well, yeah. That's...
I was
yeah,
the little girl that brought all the little critters and uh-huh. all the little things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I want to bring, I'm not allowed to work at places like the treehouse or anywhere like that, because I will just want to bring all those poor little kids
yeah,
home
it's
with me.
Kidnapping
Absolutely.
And it's illegal.
Yes.
And Tom, it's like something about the law, whatever.
I
and
know.
So, you know, he tries to prevent me from going to jail.
Of course,
yeah.
if you're in Illinois, you can just go home after your
arrest. Yeah, well, that we talked about that last week.
We did. It's still stuck in my
January 1st, you can kidnap people and not.
Oh,
right out on bond in Illinois. That's a whole, yeah, we went over that last week.
Yeah.
But seriously, thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining us.
We
and,
so are appreciative.
Good luck with the gala. It's
yes.
called Gala Unstoppable.
Yes.
I
Absolutely.
Love it. So go just Google Life Choices in Burlington. Check this place out. If you have a need, just give these gals a call.
Absolutely.
they will pick up the phone immediately, mm-hmm. and seriously, you will find a friendly voice at the other end of that line that you're
and
looking for.
Somebody can't make the event, can they stop by and
Absolutely.
Help you out with a donation?
Come and tour.
Oh, yeah.
Come and see us.
Yeah.
Come walk in, come see what we do. If it's hard for you to picture this on the radio, just come walk
yeah.
and come and visit.
That would be awesome.
We would love to be able to show you what we do firsthand.
And I bet there's a lot of women out there that are sitting there thinking right now, you know what? I could probably talk to some girls for a couple hours a week or, yeah. you know, maybe there's one in particular right. that needs some extra yeah. talking to, you know, well, some extra
If you need
support.
Some love, this is where you go.
Sounds like mm-hmm. the perfect venue because if you're uncomfortable, you can always just leave, right?
Absolutely.
Come in, check it out. If it works for you, great. If not.
If it doesn't.
Yeah, try.
I mean, there's always choices.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people, like I said, when you are overwhelmed, you don't always see those choices. And
yep.
so, and it's not just support today. It's support tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, you guys are absolutely awesome.
Thank you
so
awesome.
Much for
Thank
joining
you
us
for
this morning. Renee Meinholz, she is the executive director at Life Choices in
yes.
Burlington. Be sure, November 9th, big fundraiser. Veterans Terrace, great food, a great time, and a very moving presentation.
Yes.
And you are not going to want to miss it. So we will have the details, of course, on the on the Life Matters Facebook page. Sorry, I couldn't remember. I started to say website, but we put that stuff on our Facebook page. So
yes.
We will have a link to the organization on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you.
We will wrap up the show right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Okay, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I
no,
absolutely
but what a good cause.
Have to talk to you about this particular incident that happened. First, I'm going to let you talk about you did some motorcycle museum or something?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Some of the guys and I, we rode down to right by Mount Vernon, Iowa.
Oh.
Never mind. Right, that,
state
yeah.
to state trip. Awesome.
Yeah, right by Mount Vernon. Actually, it's in Anamosa, Iowa.
Okay.
And we went to the National Motorcycle Museum. It's right off Highway 51.
Oh.
South of Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
It's a short ride, 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we put on just under 500 miles for the trip. Wow, what a museum.
Yeah?
There was like 500 bikes in there. And these are not crappy bikes. This is, you know, not brand new, but beginning of the era Harleys and Indians and Nortons and
like
Triumphs.
Oh, like a true museum.
It
yeah.
is a true museum. They got Evel Knievel stuff in there.
No way.
Oh, yeah. If you have any interest in motorcycles or history
mm-hmm.
or anything, you need to go there. There's military stuff in there,
wow.
stuntman stuff. They got this really huge board. Remember the board track racers?
Oh,
they go around
okay.
in a circle and
yeah,
race on
yeah,
wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they got part of the track in there. With bikes set up on it, old Indians and Harleys, and it is so cool. And the people there were awesome.
So what is it called so people can find it again? What's the
It is called the National Motorcycle Museum.
Okay.
It's at 102 Chamber Drive in Anamosa, Iowa, just off Highway
51.
But yeah, Dan Gerlitz and Juan Ortiz and some of the guys from the area, we
uh-huh.
rode down there, and it was a great ride. We had a great time. Really cool museum.
Nice.
Yeah, so if
like
you're
fun.
In the area, swing in. It's
yeah.
definitely worth the stop.
That sounds like a great fall trip.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, and it's a short trip. Is it?
Roxanne didn't think so. She was cold.
Oh. Okay, I have to tell you about this. Like, we have 2 minutes. Your friend, the Waukesha Parade guy.
Oh, my friend. Yeah.
Do you know what he did last week?
Fired his lawyer? Mm-hmm.
The judge was making every attempt to make him understand how stupid of an idea that was.
Well, I heard he hired a fool for a lawyer.
She actually ruled she's going to let him represent himself.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have a problem with that.
I kind of don't either. Like, why waste my money on
right.
your
well,
defense attorney?
Exactly, because he's not going to be able to afford his own
oh,
attorney.
Oh, God, no.
So it's a public defender that
right.
we're all paying for.
We kept saying, oh, my gosh, they're going to say he's insane. They're going to not let it, and he's going to get out of it. And she didn't let him because
right.
you know what? He is not insane.
No.
He is doing all that on purpose. He is screwing with the court and screwing with the judge on our dime. And she let him hang himself. Good job.
Yeah, good
Love
for
that
her.
Judge.
And an insanity plea is not an easy thing to pull off.
Well.
It's more than doing stupid things in court.
Right.
Yeah.
So, good luck, dude. I am praying that this trial is televised.
Mm.
Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you knew. I didn't know if you knew about that, because I know you taught last week, and so I wasn't sure if you knew that he was.
But
oh, hey, don't forget to hit up the Brat Hut today, too. 10 to 2 fundraiser for FOP Lodge number 19. So anyway, Heidi's up next with more music right here on Lake 96.1. Have a great Sunday.